stomach. Most bipolar disorder is caused by a combination of genetics and child-rearing, trauma that occurred in childhood. Trauma to the child that can cause bipolar disorder can include changes in the brain from being under chronic stress of emotional, physical, or sexual abuse. Chronic stress and fear damages many areas of the brain during a child's development. Head injuries and trauma at any time in a person's life can also cause bipolar symptoms, or symptoms of another personality disorder. Injury can also occur to the brain from other events as well. A person who lost oxygen for a period of time or who abused drugs may have similar brain damage that can cause personality disorders or emotional issues. There are other disorders that can result from poor child rearing too: narcissistic personality disorder, psychopathy, borderline personality disorder, schizoid personality disorder, obsessive-compulsive personality disorder, avoidant personality disorder, antisocial personality disorder, and many others. This audiobook will cover the different signs that a person in your life who appears to be narcissistic or who may have obsessive-compulsive tendencies may also have co-occurring bipolar disorder. The symptoms taken from this list are taken from symptoms on the DSM for bipolar disorder, but are also combined with symptoms which are taken from real-life examples of narcissistic bipolar sufferers who experience struggles during romantic relationships. We will also cover the different ways that you can help protect yourself in the relationship and ensure that your own needs are met when dealing with and interacting with someone who is suffering from bipolar disorder or another personality disorder. 39 Signs of Bipolar Disorder. 1. The person has periods of mania or hypomania where they can be extremely enjoyable to be with. They may do fun and spontaneous things. They may talk quickly and tell interesting and funny stories. They may flirt a lot or may constantly be checking out beautiful women. They may crack jokes a lot and quote funny things that they see or hear. They are extremely charming and fun to be around. They seem to not have a care in the world when they are in this state. Many people are attracted to their bipolar partner while they are in this state because they are irresistible and seem like the perfect mate. The person is thrown into a loop, however, when suddenly their bipolar partner shows a completely different personality, seems emotionally disconnected, or has irritability issues. 2. They may have on-again, off-again engagements. People who have bipolar disorder may ask someone to marry them when they are in a manic, hypomanic, or uplifted mood. Once their positive mood moves into their depressive mood, they often regret the engagement and break off the engagement rapidly. This happens sometimes without any warning to the partner, leaving the person on the other end of the breakup dazed and confused. The bipolar person suddenly attacks the partner, blaming them for everything falling apart. They are unable to see the positives from the relationship and are only able to see the negatives in the relationship when they are in this depressive state of mind. The other person is left reeling with the news that their partner doesn't love them anymore. They are confused by the behavior and have no idea what went wrong with the relationship. They are often blindsided by this behavior. 3. They cannot see that family members in their life have problems. Many people with bipolar disorder are used to their own life being chaotic. They may have grown up in a household with other family members who were dealing with bipolar disorder or depression. Because of their entire life being ruled either by their own illness or another person's illness, they have no clear picture that any of the behavior is out of the norm or dysfunctional. 4. They have rage incidents and anger outbursts where they often cannot remember everything that occurred during the rage attack. They may lash out at a partner or coworker, threaten someone's life, or have an outburst towards their child. If other people bring the issue to their attention, they either feel embarrassed or ashamed at the occurrence, or they don't recall the details of the event altogether because they have disassociated somehow from their anger. 5. The person has periods of constant irritability and abrasive behavior. This irritability and abrasive behavior may affect many areas of their life,